Roger and JP Show, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. It's funny, there haven't been a lot of gossip headlines, really, about Taylor and Travis for at least 3-4 days. And now one, well, her album kind of took over, so it kind of pushed it out a little bit. It's mostly music stuff. But now they apparently had dinner together, and someone snapped a picture from a distance. But they were inside a restaurant, and Taylor and Travis eat dinner sitting on the same side of table in a booth.
No, so they're
on the same side of the booth. Well, they are at the moment. You know, I mean, at the moment.
I never
found that comfortable at all.
If my wife had her druthers,
yeah,
that would be the way we sat every time we went
out. Oh, yeah?
What, does she have? I'd like to. I'm curious as to the reason for it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because then you've got to eat and your arms are into each other.
Listen.
And you got to turn like this to talk instead of talk this way or this way?
Like, think about at a kitchen table, you don't sit next to each other at a kitchen table. You sit across from each other at the kitchen table. So,
yes to all of this.
Yeah.
We all make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
She just likes the idea of us sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
And I just will shatter those dreams every time we go to eat.
I saw a couple the other night at a diner in a booth.
Yeah.
In a tight little booth sitting on the same side. I'm like, what are you two doing?
That's not even a two-person wide booth, right?
Right.
It's like two skinny people or two kids wide.
Now, what do you do if you're in a situation in maybe an upscale restaurant where it's a curved booth?
You sit across
from each other. a half a circle.
Yeah, you sit across.
What do you do there?
You sit on one side.
But they usually don't put two people in those, do they?
Well, I don't know if they have smaller ones. If they have smaller ones.
I would sit across.
I avoid those tables like the plague.
Yeah.
But they're like no big deal play. If you sit at the end because you can get in and
that's
out.
That's the only thing I can do. I refuse to go in the middle. I can't do it.
Oh, but if it's just two of you and it's a smaller one, just sit on the end of each one. You don't have to go in the middle.
Right.
Yeah. With Susan, we normally just sit across from each other. But if there's like it's a table with four chairs, like I like the diagonal one where she's on one side and I'm I'm at 9 o'clock, she's at 12 o'clock. I like being like kind of close, but not in the way.
Do you?
And then we could talk right there like this instead of across the table, which is what we do
all the
time at the kitchen table, right?
I'll take 12 and 6 or 3 and 9 all day. All day.
I don't mind 12 and 9.
Listen, you're at a small table. How far away are you if you're sitting across?
But it gives you that little...
It's not like I have to yell and talk like this. How was your day today?
True.
You know?
But it's also because I don't want to sit right next to Susan. I want to have maybe a little more closeness than the norm. Mm-hmm. So I'll go to the 9-12 move.
I like the 9-12. That's not too bad if it's a small square table. Yeah. It's not. I mean, usually ask, like, I don't mind sitting next to you, but I also don't mind sitting across. What do you want to do here in this situation? Most people say across, though. I'm not going to lie. I don't know anybody who...
And you know what you get points with? You get points with the person who's like leading you to your seat, like, oh, you're going to sit over here and you get the menus, right? And if I'm like, and she assumes I'm going to sit right across from Susan. So if I go for the 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock position, and it's like, oh.
And you get points. You guys love each other.
If you're somebody, though,
don't judge my relationship based on where I sit.
Put yourself in Travis Kelce's seat for a second.
Okay.
Like, if you're in this thing and you're not necessarily, even though it's been going on for a while, like this level of fame is...
It's work.
Is work,
it
right?
Really is.
That level of fame is work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at what point do you think you can see him getting up, finding out the person who took that picture and just losing your marbles?
Yeah, right.
You know?
At some point.
Like, she's used to this level of fame, right? This has been her life for a very long time. He's a year in.
Although she has security, you know?
No,
So they could probably take care of most things he won't have to.
I understand that. However, you know what I'm saying? Like, you spot somebody taking that picture. What does security do? Security is there to make sure nothing physically happens to Taylor, right?
Right.
That's her security's job.
Right.
Her security is not going to sit there and find people that are snapping photos and go in and act. What I'm saying is at some point, somebody who's not used to that level of fame can snap.
That's the truth. I don't see how you don't. But
right. Can snap.
Well, I'm also wondering about where they are at this point in their relationship. Like, they've been through the honeymoon period, it feels like. And now she's been on tour. And now maybe she's got a little break. The album's out. That's craziness. At some point, things have to quiet down a little bit. and they maybe are getting used to being with each other, but as opposed to it being new, right? So you're getting used to it. And I wonder what they're both thinking. I wonder where they are, you know? Rumors are, of course, they're going to get engaged this summer. But everybody makes those up.
So. Didn't she get 300 million, not spins, streams?
Yeah.
Like 300 million most streams ever. In 24 hours?
Yeah. The most pre-reserved album ever.
Million
the most streams
in 24 hours.
Yeah, imagine. But it's so good, though.
I can tell you, I understand it.
Like, speaks to my soul.
I listened to it on Shuffle at home, and it was probably for a good... like a little over an hour or so, because I went into, you know, really not just listen to one song or whatever.
But you didn't get through the whole album.
No. And you know what? I'm glad I didn't. They were all just slow, sad. Why are you?
Oh my God, you're not a human.
That's enough, lady. It's enough for your whining.
Touch my soul.
Yeah.
Is she whining or did she just write? So, like,
it feels whiny. It was
personal
given,
songs.
It was given Adele vibes. Like when Adele just was whining and wouldn't shut the hell up with her slow songs about, oh, man. It was, that's how I was. I'm like, I don't need to. I don't mind one or two. Of course, you know, that's what, but
yeah.
Literally no fast song in that hour. Like it was just all slow.
Oh, wow.
I pass.
Yeah, but she's a tortured poet.
That's cool. I'm not. So I'm not going to listen to it.
So good.
There are a lot of good. There's actually, what's the one about Kim Kardashian? That one's pretty good. Thank You, Amy. And the K and the I and the M are capitalized. So it's Kim's song. And it's all about the whole thing with Kanye and the audio.
She's still on that?
And the lying. Well, this is her. She wrote it a long time ago. And I think this is just her first chance to put it out. And she's done with it.
Right.
But she hammers her. And she's like, my ultimate revenge is your kid walks in your house singing my song.
Is that what a great line. Is that line. What the lyrics are?
Yeah. What a great line. That's an awesome line.
But it's very... Britney Spears, If You Seek Kate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but If You Seek Amy is about, isn't that the one that's about doing Molly?
Britney had it,
If You See Molly.
No, she has the Kate one. Molly. That might be another one. I don't know.
If You Seek Amy.
I know what you're thinking of, Monica. Amy. April Wine had a song, If You See Kay, Tell Her I Love Her.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking of.
Yes.
Great Canadian band. That was their last big hit, I think.
Who is this?
April Wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Tell Her I Love Her. That's what it
Have
is.
Have April Wine and Moby Grape ever been seen in the same place?
How do you put those two together? You have one psychedelic drug band from the 60s, and then you got April Wine, which is 70s, 80s from Canada, and don't do like psych stuff. And
I'm just asking.
Moby Grape is very different from April Wine.
Well, I wouldn't say...
very different.
Yeah, okay.
No, really.
If you say so. I don't
know. But April Wine, yeah, the lead singer died, and now they're what they were.
I just asked if they were ever seen together, you know, the whole...
Yeah. I mean, no.
What have you stumbled upon? Music's greatest mystery solved by JP.
Right.
Not since Bigfoot.
And then Dobie Gray.
Yeah.
You know, mix them in there as well.
A little Macy Gray as well. Yeah, why not? Right. All the grays.
All the colors. Pink Floyd. Black Sabbath. Shall I go on?
I feel like you're doing a top 10 in your head right now.
Right.
Black Crows.
Bands with colors.
Right.
Yellow Card.
Right, Yellow Card.
Sure.
There you go.
Wonderful. Well,
pink,
then
I
agree with you, Monica. The new Taylor is a little on the mellower side.
Which is cool.
But the lyrics, and there are some really good songs.
I was in the mood for a Shake It Off type of thing. You know what I mean? I was in the mood for some sort of...
That's what she's missing.
She didn't put any of those in there?
You're right. I think she was missing that.
I didn't hear it. I stopped listening, though, so there might be other... I stopped listening.
There might be one or two.
Is she at the point in her career where she could just do anything and there's no repercussions? You know what I'm saying? Like, you have no...
I think yes.
Like, this album of people all of a sudden be like, okay, enough. Where are the hits? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, she's getting hits. She'll get hits. But like, she writes this amazing poetry and then puts music to it. That's really what it is. And it's, unfortunately, a lot of it is about the guy from the 1975, Matt Healy, and then the other guy, Joe, whatever, from UK.
I don't know who.
So a lot of the songs are about them, but like one's about Travis Kelce, and you know, one's about other stuff. That's about it.
Yeah, I can
maybe
read
two
that,
songs about other stuff.
I can read that in the press too.
She has 37.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to tell me you're sitting there and deciphering which song is about which person? You're reading it in the press.
No, I know that I heard the song about with Travis about him playing football on us. I think it's called Alchemy. Yeah. I mean, we've had it on in the house. Last weekend, Susan and I, on Sunday, so I was doing work, and she was doing some stuff in the kitchen, and she had it on, and I just listened to it. Like,
so what you're telling me is you're at the point in your romance with Taylor Swift that you are soaking in the lyrics and deciphering which song is about Travis Kelce, which song is about the guy from the 1975, which, like, come on.
I know what it means. I'm gay.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I know there's a song called The Black Dog, and I know I said, is this about a pub? And she goes, yeah, hey, this is the pub that Joe, whatever the guy is, he used to be with, goes into. I'm like,
that
okay.
Black Dog?
And then I listen to the, no, well, not really. And then I hear the pub song, and then I know it's about Joe, because Susan said so, and so I know. Like, different things let me know
has
what
your daughter
songs are about.
Come out of her bubble and discuss these things with you.
Kelly has. She's come out of her study bubble. And she has, you would love this, Monica.
What is she studying for?
She was in last weekend a bubble of listening to the whole album. She was like, I'm going on radio silence.
Studying the album.
Yeah, she listened to the whole album, wrote down like everything she was thinking as she heard it the first time through.
Doesn't she have a broken foot?
Not anymore. It's healed.
Oh, is it?
Yay,
yeah, she went to Coachella. And she said, who knew walking like however many miles at Coachella would heal it? And it totally did. And she doesn't even need any more PT,
good.
Nothing. It totally healed, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so beautiful. She did a complete study on the new album on the first listen through.
Any chance the children are going to fly in to see your virgin performance tomorrow?
Oh, no. Yeah,
garage?
No.
What if they surprise you? What if they surprise you?
No, they won't.
Would that,
that
be extra added pressure to perform?
I mean, that would be great, actually. It wouldn't be pressure. That
and they're wearing,
no, I don't think
I'm with the band t-shirts, or that's my dad, or something like that.
Yeah.
Dibs on the guitar player. Dibs on the singer.
That's his daughter.
No, that's
no,
not what I would
come
say.
On. I had a friend of mine, who's these girls that I went to high school with, their sisters, both of them, big into music. The older one, huge into Bret Michaels and Poison and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But they go to shows all the time, and she was wearing a shirt and she takes selfies like nobody's business. She had a shirt on the other day. It said, Dibs on the Drummer. I thought that was pretty funny.
She's coming to your concert.
Do you even have to fight anybody off of the drummer in most cases? You know?
Usually the weird guy.
Yeah.
All right, we're Roger JP, 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. See, well, this is, what one is this, bro?
You tell me.
How do you not know?
Come on. Isn't it about the 1975 guy, or?
Oh, I don't know.
This is Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
This is Post Malone.
Yeah, I don't like the
first track on the album.
I think they did that strategy. You know how sometimes rock bands do it? They put out not the best song on the album first. They put out like something that's like, I think that's what she did.
They usually do that weeks before the album release to let people know that something's coming.
Yeah, she did with Fortnite with Post Malone, right?
Van Halen did that with
Pound Cake, right?
Tattoo. And we were all like, oh, God, what is this garbage? And then all of a sudden the album came out, and they came out with She's a Woman. I'm like, oh, there it is. That's it right there.
They did it a few albums, I'm
pretty
sure.
That's why we love this band.
Coming up at 12 o'clock, $1,000 cash keyword. Then at 12:15, Dead Guy. 1 o'clock, high-low red-black card game in order to win Lightning playoff tickets for tomorrow's game. Good luck. It's all coming up. We'll be right back.